This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to The Happy Broadcast. I'm your host, Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at The Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, then support The Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com, where you can get access to our all-new exclusive bonus content, like videos with Mauro Gatti, founder of The Happy Broadcast, and a brand new segment we like to call Awesome Animal of the Week. Greenland prioritises sustainability over new oil exploration. Earlier this month, the Greenland government, called Naalakkersuisut, announced the suspension of all new oil and gas exploration in the country, calling the price of oil extraction too high, basing their decision on economic and environmental considerations. The country has a long history exploring its underground for oil and mineral resources and still contains large quantities of unexplored oil deposits. They have suspended the issuing of new licenses for oil and gas exploration in their effort to combat climate change. Instead, the government is seeking new investment for the hydropower potential they are unable to exploit themselves. Minister for Business, Trade, Foreign Affairs and Climate, Pele Broberg, said that the decision to halt oil exploration is also the story of a population that puts the environment first. In addition, a draft bill has been sent for consultation which puts a preliminary ban on the investigation, exploration and extraction of uranium in the country. They hope this ban will encourage businesses who typically rely on uranium to consider the environmental impact of their actions in the future. It's great to see such environmentally conscious decisions at government level, and hopefully more countries will follow Greenland's example. The Louvre hires its first female CEO. After 228 years of history, the Louvre Museum in Paris will be led by a woman for the first time. On September the 1st, Laurence Descartes, who led the Musée d'Orsay and Musée de l'Orangerie for 4 years, will become president and CEO of the Louvre. She'll be replacing Jean-Luc Martinez, who led the museum since April 2013. The Louvre has been a big part of Descartes' life, as she studied and later taught at École du Louvre, the museum's on-campus school, and helped in the development of the Louvre Abu Dhabi, which opened in the United Arab Emirates in 2017. Descartes has said that young people are at the heart of her concerns as president and hopes to open up the Louvre as a fully contemporary space while engaging with the museum's past. Descartes faces many challenges, including the difficult task of boosting attendance to the museum after the massive 72% drop in visitors in 2020. Even so, Descartes is delighted with her new position. You have to build yourself by learning to have confidence in yourself and by not doubting your legitimacy, she said. Because it is often this questioning, which obviously has no place to be, which weakens still the professional life of women in the cultural field. We wish Laurence Descartes the best of luck in her new position. Recycled electronic devices used to make Olympic medals. The Tokyo Medal Project is a recycling campaign which aims towards an innovative future for the world. In 2017, the campaign reached out to the public to donate old electronic devices to the project in order to produce 5,000 bronze, silver and gold medals for the Tokyo Olympics. Donation pickup sites were set up around Japan, where hundreds of thousands of Japanese citizens donated their unused electronic devices between 2017 and 2019. Tokyo 2020 spokesperson Hitomi Kamizawa said that the project produced 70 pounds of gold, 7,700 pounds of silver and 4,850 pounds of bronze from almost 80 tons of small electrical devices like phones and laptops. After collecting the recycled electronics, the materials were extracted from the devices and then moulded into the Tokyo 2020 medals designed by competition winner Junichi Kawanishi. This marks the first Olympics to have all medals made out of recycled materials, and it is hoped that this idea will be carried forward in future Olympics. Toshio Kamakuru, the director of the Rena Japan Group, a company which helped contribute to the project, stated that such steps are necessary in order to build a more sustainable society. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is Florence Cece Rigney. Rigney is thought to be the oldest working nurse in America, retiring earlier this month at 96 years old. Rigney has worked at MultiCare Tacoma General Hospital in Washington for over 70 years, since she started working there as a student nurse. According to the hospital, Rigney took just one break in that time to raise her two children. She originally planned to retire at 65, but decided working allows her to stay active and keeps her mind sharp. Now that she has retired, she plans on spending her time with family and friends. What an incredibly hard-working woman. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Headstuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting the happy broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. In fact, have a listen to a taster of Pints of Malt, hosted by Femi, Kenny, Charlie and Jibs. Four Nigerian-Irish lads sharing their experiences growing up and living in Ireland. The podcast is full of laughs from the get-go, from childhood memories to day-to-day shenanigans. There's never a dull moment when you're listening to Pints of Malt.
Okay, it's Jibs here from Pints of Malt. So our podcast is basically a group of Irish Nigerian lads who tell their stories, growing up in Ireland as well as Nigeria. And we share our experiences with all of y'all. We also add a bit of comedy as well, you know, to get y'all laughing. Get y'all through the week in these tough times that we are in. So y'all sit back and just, you know, enjoy the show.
As Jib said, we're the Pints of Malt podcast. You can find us on all streaming platforms, including the Headstuff Network.
Are you feeling anxious? Simply talking through your anxieties with someone you trust could be a relief. It's never good to keep your problems to yourself, so talking through the causes of your anxiety with someone can help you look at things more clearly and release built-up tension. Although it can be hard to talk about your own stresses and emotions, you will start feeling better as soon as you do. Finding the right person to talk to is important, as you need to make sure you trust that person. This can be a friend, family, or a trained counsellor. But don't stop there. Finding other ways to express your feelings will help alleviate your anxiety too. So put aside some time for yourself, do what makes you happy, and practice mindfulness to set you on an anxiety-free path. We love hearing your positive news too, and here's what's making you smile this week.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from the United States, and my 14-year-old younger sister's flawless Mickey Mouse impression makes me very happy.
My name is Sahar, and I am from Melbourne, Australia. And one thing that makes me happy is knowing that I was able to assist and teach refugee students in learning how to write and speak English. It's so rewarding to know that I am able to help kickstart a better life and future for these children so they can be happy and know that they are safe and welcomed into our community.
Hi, my name's Ellen. I'm from the United States, and something that makes me happy is cleaning and organizing. Just being able to be in a nice, new, fresh space every few days makes me feel so, like, happy and, like, refreshed, and being able to clean and do hard work while, like, listening to a podcast or music, and then at the end being able to look back and think, I did that, it's just amazing, and I love it so much.
I love seeing ducks on the pond and the sparkling sprites dashing about.
If you'd like the chance to share your happy moments in our Community Voice segment, head to thehappybroadcast.com/podcast to send in your submission. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. And breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.